bringing up a double for the stable, and I don't know if the chopper shots ever more graphically demonstrated what how brave our jockeys are and what a terrific ride that was from Jai McNeil. Co-trainer Mick Price joins us this morning. Good morning, Mick.
Hey, Warren. How are you, mate?
Very good, thank you. Have you had a chance to watch the replay a few times and look how tight it got for Jai on a few occasions?
I saw the chopper shot last night. I haven't had a good look at it, but, I don't think it's a great thing. I don't think it's a good thing at all that jockeys need to ride that tight. Can you imagine if one clips heels? There's no margin for error when they're riding that tight against each other. I mean, they've got their lives of each other in their hand and they want to go riding like that. I don't know if there's any repercussions on that stuff, but I just reckon that they leave themselves no margin for error if anything goes wrong.
Yeah, valid point. No action taken from the stewards yesterday. What did you make of the overall performance of On Thunderstruck?
No, look, he's superb. He's been punched around the ring twice. You know, once in the River Clark, and then yesterday I thought it was a brave effort by the horse. I thought it was a very brave effort by Jai. I tell you what, you've got to give that kid a pat on the back for having a good set to go through where he pointed. Full credit to him, just looking at the chopper shot. I'll just say that. I don't know him all that well. You know, he's starting to ride for the stable a bit. But it was a very, very gutsy ride and good on him.
We've seen On Thunderstruck make sweeping runs and have a turn of foot and even be a bit wayward at times. Did you learn even a little bit about his bravery yesterday?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You know, he went where he was pointed. I think the horse on a big track with, nothing around, no traffic around him is going to be a strong finisher. And that was his first try at 1600, which I've been wanting to get into 1600. But I think that's going to be a good journey for him. You know, I think 1400 in the really good races make him a little bit vulnerable. So mile and even 2000 metres next prep, I guess, would be no problem for him. But he seems to have not continued on really badly with that habit of hanging in. So it'll be interesting. I've worked in Sydney Way a few times. Obviously, he's going to Sydney. And he works super that Sydney Way. So I don't know if that means he hangs out going Sydney Way. But anyway, he's getting rid of that bad habit, you know.
Got him up and running and fit now. What do you do with him between now and the Golden Eagle?
Well, he looks super this morning. He's pulled up super, joints good, knees, overall demeanour about the horse, good, ate up well. I think we just work reverse way. Got a box there at Gerald Ryan's and line up. And I think the argy-bargy on who rides last night was J-Mac or Huey. So I'm not sure there. I have to sort that one out.
Lombardo's going through the grades and took it to another level yesterday. What did you make of his win?
But it's good. He's a big heavy horse. He's very sound at the moment. He's never been. He's had a couple of soft tissue sort of things that have gone wrong with him, which is why he's a 5-year-old, only had 10 starts. But he's a beautiful sound gelding now. He looked fantastic this morning. He's a bit dehydrated, but he'll bounce back. So 13 days. I'm going to put him in the Manicato, and I'm not sure that he's good enough. I'm not going there thinking, wow, he's the best horse. But, there's a few ticks and, it'll be interesting, won't it? Anyway, he's hard fit. He's in the zone. And I wanted Jai to have a ride on him so that he could ride him in the Manicato. So I'm thinking that's happening. And, all systems go.
You talked yesterday about the backstory with the change in ownership and Cathy Haynes having faith in the horse and a family that's been iconic in the racing industry, Victoria and Australia, for a long time. So great to see that loyalty rewarded through Lombardo.
Yeah, well, she's a breeder and she loves her horses and she loves her farm, and the team at Bernawang's a nice team, you know, so they get a big kick out of the horses. Developing, and it was an Aquis colt originally with my owners in it in a partnership. But, fair enough, Aquis after Group 1 colts, and he was never going to be a Group 1 colt, so gelding, and she went into bat for him and said, look, I'm going to spell this horse for as long as it takes. I don't think she even charged. I think she did it for nothing. It was great to see her colours on a horse she bred. And, it's a big tick for Bernawang.
Quantum Mechanic ran out of her skin behind I'm Thunderstruck. What do you do with her?
Well, she is a mare, a big mare that needs toe in the ground. And yesterday I had a little conversation about whether to run her or not. And I thought, I'll run her. She ran super. But, you know, that's about her at her best in Group 1 handicap against the lads. So she'll go into the Flemington race, the Empire Rose. That is 3 weeks. And she'll be beautiful there, big Flemington track. She's going great. She's in the zone. But probably for her to win at Flemington, with you maybe need a toe-in-the-ground track, you know, which you'll be lucky to get that. But it doesn't matter. That's where she's going. But she's put up super.
What's the latest on Profiteer?
Profiteer is good. Jai came down, rode him Saturday morning, and we set him off one. He's well behaved in track work. I'm going to put the earmuffs and crossover noseband on him. I just need him to slow down that little bit in the first part of the race. He's going to Blue Sapphire, and then he's going to Coolmore. And I would say that this year's Coolmore looks like it's opened up a fair bit after the Dane Hill.
What about Odium? Where's she at? She on a path to the Golden Eagle as well?
She's on a path to Scintigraphy to find out why she ran so poorly and pulled up so poorly. That's where she is.
What about the Derby? Gunstock and others, how are you shaping towards the Derby?
Yeah, Gunstock, superb. Licking the bin, give me more work, Gunstock. He'll go to this 2,000-metre race here. He's a nice colt, the Crawford Classic. I think that's the way I'll go with him. And Tis Magic, Tis Magic's good. He's all right. He needs to do a bit of racing and learn to settle a bit. We're taking the blinkers off him. And that horse that got better short off head yesterday by Cerebus, Jungle Magnate, the Tarzino. Mm-hmm. So he got beaten the hill in the 1,800-metre listed race, the Hill Smith, I think it is. He is going to the Vars, and he is going to the Derby. So hopefully there's three horses in the Derby.
And I know Ayrton's off the scene at the moment. Any news on how he's doing?
Out of hospital, but he's in the vet box out at Cloverdale and getting hand walked. Still has a bit of a thickening in the leg, but off antibiotics, and I think out of harm's way as far as a toxic spider bite sloughing up the leg, you know. That was the worst thing that could have happened, and that has not happened, and this preparation's just put a line straight through it and get him well.
Comprehensive wrap, as we expect, Mick. Congratulations on the Group 1 on the home deck, soon to be not home deck, at Caulfield yesterday.
Thanks, Warren.
Well, I'm Thunderstruck taking out the Toorak, and as Mick Price said, and it'll probably promote some discussion, that chopper shot, we do race tight, and it was pretty hairy there for Jai McNeil on a couple of occasions, but he got through. It's 9 o'clock.